Yeah. So, and while we're speaking about talking about skiing though, so Claudia, you had, I mean, obviously you were very involved with your girls, as Tro was just saying.
One girl.
I'm sorry, girl, your son and your daughter, and then eventually another daughter, right?
No,
No,
another son.
another son. Okay. So your youngest son was born here, through the ski racing program, but you yourself were getting involved pretty quickly in
I
ski
was,
racing.
yes.
So tell me about that. How that, did you immediately take a love to skiing when you came up here, or is that grow on you, or what's
It
the
did,
story?
well, yes, it did. It grew on me. I mean, we were skiing quite a bit before we came up here,
You spent a
you know,
honeymoon skiing.
and then Dale Shaw was the one who kept saying, "Oh, you should try starting to race." And I said, I couldn't possibly do that. I'm not good enough." "Oh, yes, you are, can." And so he got me enthused and got me going.
Really? Okay. So
Yeah.
what types of, how did you start, and then where did you?
Well, slalom and giant slalom.
Yep. Here at Mount Mansfield.
And how did Pepe work in?
Oh, he was my coach. Pepe Gobble.
Yeah.
We got, as we were originally innkeepers because of this Stowe Cottage Club, which we formed. And as innkeepers, we got free passes to the mountain and we got ski lessons at a very reduced price, almost free. And we took advantage of them. I moved here in 1960. And I didn't start at the ski school until 1965, but we went up and skied 100 days a year, at least every winter. And with the help of people like Pepe Gobble, whom we take ski lessons with, and Carl Fauna, well, both basically Pepe and Carl Fauna, and a little bit later on,
Herman Muckensnobel.
Herman Muckensnobel was more with Claudia. And then Willis Barrows over in Smugglers. Kerr Sparks ran the ski school for Sepp. And Kerr had his own style of skiing, which was the old rotational alpine style Krukenhauser, going back to the Krukenhauser school of skiing. But meanwhile, the French and the Austrians, all the young kids were doing the so-called reverse shoulder and all these things. And nobody would, Kerr Sparks would have nothing to do with it. I remember Kerr Sparks looking at the Cochrane kids when they first came over to train. And he was, "Oh, it'll never work, it'll never work." This was Marilyn Cochran and company that dominated the World Cup scene for a while. But anyway, then in 1966, I think we just moved here, Sepp ran some big race, the international ski races where he paid the way for the entire, all the Olympic competitors who wanted to come over to Stowe and race. And this amounted to this big international race. It was called Chance, and the French, Jean-Claude Killy and Guy Perriot and others. And it was a real eye-opener for everybody here. It was wonderful. And they were doing things that the ski school wasn't teaching. And where this Willis Barrows came in was, he was doing it over at Smugglers at that point. So we sort of snuck in on that too. But the racing style that the Austrians had was basically the racing style. It was not, they were not going through all this reaching out, completing a turn by grabbing a coffee cup or something out on the table, concept. Now, Claudia, I'm sorry. So Claudia came under the tutelage of Pepe Gobble, and they were doing nonstop runs up and down the mountain on a daily basis, and running slalom and all. I kind of partook in this, but Claudia was certainly the ski racer and did the alpine. And Pepe was just enjoying it so much, helping us. I remember at one of the ski school. I guess I was in the ski school at that point. But we were able to still continue to take lessons from the Austrians. And Carl Fauna making some, Pepe making some remarks to, at a ski school gathering that he had some clients that were taking ski lessons that were skiing better than half of you people, aimed at the few lady ski instructors that were then in the ski school. And I don't know how well that sat, but anyway, and Claudia did, start racing every weekend, an interesting daughter at that point gotten to the point where I've got pictures up there someplace of Claudia and our daughter. They never got in the same race together, but they were getting headlines from a rather prejudicial, biased, I should say, ski editor, and we'd have articles on our daughter Dia winning ski races at the same time as Claudia. The mother was winning ski races in slightly different areas. So,
were you traveling together, or were you no. had no, just Definitely. Different locations? But you did travel around New England racing.
Yes, I did.
Okay, wow, that's pretty exciting.
I went over also to Whiteface in New York.